I've set an intention for each one of you participating in this program or listening to the program. And I'm very happy to tell you what the intention is that I've set for you. But first, I have a question for you. Have you set an intention for yourself about why you're listening to me or what you hope to get from this program? If you haven't, failing to plan is planning to fail or accepting the default. Take a moment now if you haven't already set your intention for this program and do so. When we don't set an intention for ourselves, it means we're accepting the intention that others have set for us. Now, you may like the intention they set for you, or you may not. By now, I'm sure you know that I would set a beneficial intention for you. But what if I didn't? What if you were in a group of people and the intention they set was completely opposed to your beliefs and your values? Would you sit there and just accept it? Focused intention is our powerful creative force. We've shown that with our thoughts. It all begins there. We have to keep our focus in spite of any distractions, and we have to know that destination. We're buying the ticket, but where are we going? We need a clear vision of our desired outcome or end result. How else can we create it if we don't know? If you have no intention or an unfocused one, I call it the potluck. You accept potluck of whatever the people around you have brought to the table. Now, if you're hanging out with people with really pure high intentions, you're doing just fine. But when we get into a group where it could be mixed, or we don't even know, then ideally you need to set your intention ahead of time. Purity of heart when you're setting intention is what attracts help from the highest source. That's what we're after when we're using the divine database. It's important to bear in mind when you're setting intentions for yourself that they're for the highest good and of the highest order. Selfishness would attract help from the low frequency beings. And we've talked about that lower frequency is a darker, denser energy. And if you have selfish intentions or your thoughts are to create something along those lines, you do, in fact, attract those beings around you. And I've seen cases where that was the case for a number of people because the way their thinking was and the groups they hung out with, they had that low frequency thinking and mentality going on. And even if they could not create harm towards someone else, there were all kinds of little entities around them that said, oh, you want to create that? I'd love to help you with that job. Now, remember the flip side. If we want to create something of the highest order, there's angels around saying, oh, you want to create that? I'd love to help you with that job. So it's very significant, the purity of our heart and intention. When an intention is accepted by an entire group, we've seen what it does for one person having certain thoughts. But when it's accepted by an entire group, it's magnified. And this is whether it's accepted knowingly or unknowingly. Then we're working with what is the power of the group intention rather than the individual intention. And their consciousness, if it's of a low frequency, would be dominant, but it's also reverse. If the consciousness of the group is predominantly high frequency, that would dominate a group. So you would notice that you feel more comfortable in certain groups than others, and that would be based on the dominance resonating with your dominance. Like attracts like. There's that oneness of the interaction with our energy fields. Remember when we talked about I am a magnificent spiritual being and we checked your energy field and it went clear on out beyond the walls. Well, everyone was sitting in your energy field when your energy field was expanded to that size. So you can see the power of the light, high intentions and purity of heart. At that moment, everyone in the room, like it or not, was sitting in that beautiful high light energy. We're all being magnificent spiritual beings and experiencing it. Same thing if you walk into a room and the group is predominantly of low energy and low frequency. If you are a light worker, you would feel extremely uncomfortable when you walk in. So what do you do if you don't notice it necessarily when you walk in, or maybe it's subject by subject? All of a sudden, they start talking about something, and you realize, whoa, that's not in alignment with my thinking or with purity of heart or clear intentions at all. I don't like this at all. All you have to do is mentally think, I don't accept that. That is not a part of my belief system, and I choose not to take that in. That is not to become part of my system. You don't have to get up and loudly make a scene and excuse yourself unless you want to. Here it's a choice. But you're protected by saying, I don't accept that. I don't believe that. That's not a good fit for me. I'm recognizing it for what it is, and I'm not part of it. And you just think it. And then think, I'm a magnificent spiritual being. You are a magnificent spiritual being. Even if you're not acting like it, you still are. And you can try the namaste. I recognize the divinity in myself as well as in you. This helps tremendously when you're in a group. You can, with your light energy, shift the entire group. You can also ask that the angels come to the people in the group and give them spiritual awareness about the highest path and the wisest choices. It's amazing. The angels can do it telepathically. So it instantly takes effect. It's a part of your knowing. This concept is supported by other authors, speakers, and researchers on the subject. Dr. David Hawkins, the author of Power Versus Force and The Highest Level of Enlightenment from Nightingale Conant, mentioned something that would support this theory, and that is that one Christ consciousness level being, through its influence, can affect thousands of others of lower frequency or lower energy. And he does it on a system of calibration. And on his scale, I believe a person like Jesus came out something like 1,000. And then there are others that calibrate at a level on his scale of 200 or below. So you can see the wide gap there in high frequency versus low frequency. There is a difference in frequency, and it's a known fact. Even the Buddha, they talked about his energy field or auric field or light energy of influence affected as much as 3 miles out from his body. So that's a nice large energy field. We can, as one person, as a light being, therefore affect a large mass of other people. Now, when we did our demonstration with the she's a jerk or he's a jerk type thing, and we sucked the energy way in with our low frequency thinking, you can see that those beings having low frequency thinking are really shrinking their energy field and their area of influence. So it takes a greater number of them getting together, whereas one person of the higher light frequency, as we did with you here when we measured your energy field and it went beyond the walls, everyone in our room was in your energy field of that high frequency of light and love consciousness. So yes, this makes a dramatic difference on what we can do.